Eric, you have a book that's going to be coming out. In fact, you're quite an aficionado on this time period and in music and in British music. So tell us just briefly about this book that will be soon to be published.
Well, the book that's coming out is called English Pastoral Music from Arcadia to Utopia, 1900 to 1955. And it's looking at a particular subtype of music that's known as pastoral. And this is a type of music that is generally been dismissed as kind of old-fashioned or not terribly serious. It had the bad fortune to be really popular among a lot of people, and so a lot of more hoity-toity critics tended to write it off as not being quite as cutting-edge, quite as important, quite as forward-looking as other types of music that emerged in the early part of the 20th century. However, in retrospect, when you look at the wide range of composers who are writing in the style, all the different kinds of applications and contexts and meanings that it embodies, it really seems to be an incredibly rich and diverse type of music. A lot of it has to do with associations with English landscape, but it also has a lot of very close associations with the evocations of classical Arcadia, with imagining more idealized utopian futures. And in connection with this, there are many composers who write these types of works that have very powerful connections with memorialization or with elegies, and a lot of them are coming out through the context of the First World War. One of the things that's really important to remember about the war is that it is an unspeakable disaster for so many millions of people. In the UK alone, there is the popular trope of an entire generation wiped out. It's a slightly problematic statement to make, but the important thing is that people believed it to be true. So for a lot of people, there's this cultural gap, and composers coming back from the war are left really with a whole new world to try to cope with. The type of music they were writing before really doesn't seem relevant in this new world that they have come back to encounter, and so they're trying to figure out ways in which they can express the sense of loss, the sense of destruction, and yet perversely a sense of hope at the same time. And nearly all of the composers that are on this program engage with this pastoral style in some form or another. They're still kind of working it out in the 19-teens as to what it's going to be, but Vaughan Williams in particular turns out to be a real leader in this field. So you'll be able to hear several echoes of this in many of the pieces that are on this program. So it's a wonderful way to get to know a style for people who may find 20th century music maybe a little forbidding, maybe a little scary. This stuff is wonderfully accessible, incredibly tuneful, and very, very powerful and moving. So I really highly endorse it. It's great stuff if you've never heard this before.